Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. Mishnah Hey discusses used towels on Shabbos. Harochets b'mei me'ara u'v'mei tveria. If a person took a bath, one bathed on Shabbos in the hot springs of Tveria, or in the warm water that was heated before Shabbos in a cave. Now, it is actually permitted to take a bath in Chamei Tveria, in the hot springs of Tveria, on Shabbos, but it is not permitted to take a bath in water that was heated before Shabbos. And that is why the Mishnah phrases this if harochets, if one did, not that rochets adam, because although it's permitted in Chamei Tveria, it is not permitted in your standard situation of water that was warmed before Shabbos. Nevertheless, that's not the topic of our Mishnah. So you're not allowed to do it. It's also darbanan. But if you did it, here's our topic. If you did it, so now you finished your bath, v'nistapag, and you dried yourself off. So our concern about drying yourself off is going to be, of course, schita. So if you dry yourself off carefully so that you're not doing schita, however, and afilu b'eser aluntios, you used 10 towels. You used 10 towels because you didn't want any of them to get particularly wet. You didn't want to end up with a schita problem. And so you have 10 towels, the 10th of which for sure is not very wet, and the others are probably not that wet either. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says, lo yivayim biyado, you cannot carry them in your hands back to your house. Even if you're in a situation where there is no issue of carrying, you know, there's an Eruv, or whatever. So it's no issue of carrying, no concern of carrying, and certainly no concern of mukta, because towels are not mukta. You're not allowed to carry them home because of the gzera of schita, because carrying a towel that has been used to dry off your body is potentially a situation of schita. And even though in this situation there are 10 towels, and it is not really even possible that the 10th towel could be squeezed and get liquid out of it, or that you're going to squeeze it and get liquid out of it, nevertheless, the iser of schita is in place. Aval, however, the converse, asara b'nei adam mistabkin be'aluntis achas, p'neihem yadeihem b'ragleihem. If you have 10 people who bathed and they all used the same towel, so this towel is now pretty wet. They used it to dry their hands, their feet, their faces. The Mefarshim explained that really it even means their whole bodies, just people don't usually share body towels. People do sometimes share hand, face, and foot towels. Hand towels, face towels, and foot towels, those might not be the same thing. But those do often get shared, so that's the case. But it could be any towel. They use the same towel. So these 10 guys all took a bath. They all used the same towel. This towel is now wet, right? Nevertheless, they are allowed to carry this towel with them back to the house. Why? Why, in this case, when the towel is actually wet, can they carry it back to the house, when in the previous case, when the towel wasn't even necessarily wet, or that wet, they weren't allowed? And the answer is because there's 10 guys. And they will remind one another not to do schita. If you're alone, so then you might actually forget and do schita, even if it's not so wet. But if there's 10 people, and one of them starts to squeeze the towel a little bit, everybody, hey, don't squeeze. Be careful with that. It's just a wet towel. You can't squeeze it even a little bit. You'll end up with schita. And there, since they'll remind each other, therefore they are permitted to take the towel home. Now, the halacha does not follow this Mishnah. In fact, the halacha, even one person who uses one towel to dry himself is allowed to carry his towel home and does not have to worry about schita.